The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We've been speaking about the fact that God created man to become like Him, to build God's mind, attitude, and character. That's why the Apostle Paul was inspired to write in Philippians 2 and verse 5, which we've already mentioned this verse, but it needs to be repeated. It says this, Philippians 2 and verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." That's telling you something very important, and that is, you must be willing to hunger and thirst after righteousness. God is not in the business of forcing His way, His mind, and holy righteous character on anyone. God isn't forcing you to become like Him, but that is the purpose of life, my friends, and someday you will realize that, and you will have to become like God and Jesus Christ. You will want to, at that time, to do just that, or you will be burned to death in the lake of fire. That's why He said, "Let His mind be in you." Holy righteous character has to be built, and you have a big part in that. You choose to do that, or you choose to go the way of Satan. God gave man a choice. He gave man a choice in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, they chose the wrong one to follow. And Romans 13 and verse 14 continues to add to what God intended for mankind to accomplish. Notice what it says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." This verse is telling us there's something that you have to do. You have to dress your mind up in the way of Christ, which is the way of righteousness. Now, we know Christ died for the sins of the world. We know He was resurrected so that we could have life, salvation, or eternal life through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. But He did not make you and me to be in His likeness when He did all that. He only made it possible for us to be cleansed of sin and to make it possible to be made in His likeness and to inherit eternal life. That is, if you choose to begin the process of putting on Jesus Christ. Continuing here with this same theme, notice what Paul had to say in Galatians 4, verse 19. "My little children, for whom I labor in birth, again until Christ is formed in you." Yes, it is a process which takes time and your cooperation and God's Spirit in you. Meaning you must choose to begin the process of becoming like God and Christ in mind, attitude, action, and character. As I have stated many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, there's much more to being saved than just saying, "I accept Jesus," or "I give my heart to the Lord," or going to church on Sunday, the first day of the week, or keeping pagan holidays, or saying, "I believe." Ask yourself, do these things make me like Jesus Christ? Well, it's sad to say, but most people doesn't even know how Jesus Christ is. You can find out by studying His Word and being willing to live by what He says. Yes, by being willing to live by what you understand about God's way of life and His Word as you understand it. Has any other way of life solved your problems or the world's problems? Why aren't we willing to try God's way? If you want to become like God and Christ, which is the purpose for your life, then you will want to change. You will want to put on Jesus Christ's mind. You will want to become like Christ. God wants you to understand why you were born, where you are going, and how to get there, and when you get there, and the place that you are going. The common teaching of Christianity seems to be, you either go to heaven or hell. Well, is that true? What would you do in heaven if you go there when you die? Does the Bible teach that? Now, you probably don't know. You just assume that teaching to be true. You probably just assume the Bible also teaches you go to an ever-burning hell fire when you die, that is, if you have lived an evil life. And you die and go to hell and you burn forever and ever if you have lived an evil life. My friends, you can know the truth. You can understand the Word of God if you are willing to dig for that hidden treasure and willing to live by it as you find it. If you become like God the Father and Jesus Christ, as the Bible tells us that we must do, you will need to know God and Christ. Let me ask you a simple question that's very easy to answer. Do you know what's in a book if you have never read it? Just to hear someone talking about a certain book now and then, would that convince you to believe they know and understand the content between the covers of that book? If your life depended on you understanding and living by the content in that book, then you would want to read it and not just take someone's word. Well, there is such a book. It is a bestseller, the Holy Bible. And your life does depend on you understanding that book. Your salvation, your eternal life, you being saved does depend on you understanding what's between the covers of that book. Don't you think you should read it and not take someone's word for what it says? Do you know why you were born? Do you know the purpose of your life? Do you know where you go at death? Do you know how to have a happy life now in this first life? Do you know how to have a good marriage and obedient, respectful kids? Do you know how to treat your neighbors? You can find the answer to all these important issues in the book. I tell you a lot of things that's in the book, but you will never grasp them until you begin to study and live by the things in God's Word, the Holy Bible. Do you like the way things are going for this nation or for your personal life? Do you think things are the way they ought to be? You were born to rule and govern. God told Adam and Eve this early on, shortly after they were created. Notice what God had to say, some of the very first words that God had to say to Adam and Eve, at least as far as we know, that's recorded in the Bible. In Genesis 1 and verse 28, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Yes, God said subdue, rule and govern the earth. And that means you would, of necessity, be able to govern self in the right way, in God's way, with the help of God's Holy Spirit. Yes, God intended man to control his emotions, his thinking, and his mind, and his character. That is a big part of the command to rule and govern the earth. In other words, we weren't created to just run wild and ignore laws which God gave us to govern self and the earth. But that's exactly what we have done, and look what a mess the earth is in. Maybe you would like to look at your own personal life. Is it in a mess? Well, my friends, I can tell you, most people's lives are just in a mess today because we have ignored God's laws. We have ignored His word of ruling self and ruling the earth and govern the earth and all that He put under our hands in the way that He commanded us to do. And look where we are. Yes, take a close look at our thinking, our mind, our attitude and character. Has our mind, which we haven't been willing to govern in God's direction, had anything to do with causing an environment that we can barely cope with? That terrible mistake began in the garden when Adam and Eve decided to obey the devil. They began the process of dressing themselves up in Satan's mind, attitude, and his evil character. Now, they didn't totally take on Satan's complete mind, attitude, and character at that first encounter with Satan. Perhaps we could say they only put his shoe on, maybe one of his shoes, or maybe his cap at that time. But they did begin the process of becoming like Satan, of putting on the way of Get. And then less than 1,700 years, the whole earth had completely dressed up like Satan. Where are we as a world today? How close are we to that mindset, that attitude and character of Satan? Back at that time, God said, and this was 120 years before the flood came, God looked down at the earth and He said, every imagination of the heart is only evil continually. How close are we that today? Well, my friends, I hope that we are much farther from that mindset and thinking than I think that we are. To dress up like Satan is a process. It takes time. To dress up like God and Christ is a process. It takes time to do that as well. And to this point in the history of man, there has only been a few that have been willing to dress themselves up like God and Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 22, Christ likened the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, to an invitation to a wedding, and when the guests whom he had invited weren't willing to attend, he invited others, and they weren't willing to attend either. Then a third time he invited others, which were willing to dress properly and attend, except for one, which slipped in, but wasn't dressed properly. Notice this account in Matthew 22, beginning in verse 1. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, Tell those who are invited, See, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it, and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business. Yes, Christ is telling us that we're too busy and too involved in other things than to put him first in our life, to study his word, and to want to live by it. How about you, my friends? Is Christ talking about you? Going on here in verse 6, And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go unto the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. Let's back up here and look at verse 8 again. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Now, why weren't they worthy, my friends? Well, because they didn't build the mind and the attitude and the character of God the Father and Jesus Christ. So Christ said, Therefore, go unto the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with guests. Yes, those people, all except the one, prepared themselves. They dressed properly. They knew what the plan of salvation was. They took time to understand it, to read it, and to understand it, and to live by it. Now that could be picturing the second resurrection, when there will only be a few that doesn't make it into the kingdom of God. Notice verse 11. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. My friends, whether this comes in your lifetime, in your first lifetime, or not, it is going to come. And you might as well set your mind that someday you're going to have the choice, and it could be today, if you're hearing my voice today, could be today that you have the opportunity to repent and turn to God and to begin to build his mind, attitude, and character. We have a couple of booklets that you should read. Why were you born, and what do you mean salvation? You should want to know the purpose for your life and how to fulfill that purpose. You should want to know the plan of salvation, and you can. Just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, log on to our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you understand his plan and to live by it.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.